This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, he showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of Jesus' disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And they said to him, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Simon Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because Jesus said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands. Someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Follow me." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So, I'll be honest, my knowledge about sheep has been pretty limited. I grew up in a suburb outside of Cleveland, Ohio, And I am not sure that I had ever seen a real sheep in person. That is until one of my brothers adopted two sheep. And they thought that both of these sheep were males until about a year later, a lamb was born. And then this spring, two more lambs were born. Now, my brother and sister-in-law care for five sheep, in addition to an assortment of other animals. And my understanding of sheep and what goes into taking care of them has grown exponentially, especially when it comes to feeding sheep. In the past, I had not given much thought to how you might go about feeding sheep. But if I had thought about it, I probably would have assumed it was a lot like feeding my cats or my dog. I open up a bag of food, I pour a cup into a bowl, and I feed them. Or if they are very spoiled that day, I open up a can of cat food or some fresh dog food, and I put it in a bowl, and I feed them. And while you can feed sheep in this way, it is not the only way that they want to get food. And opening up a bag and pouring food into a bowl is certainly not how sheep were fed in Jesus's day. No, in Jesus's day, sheep were fed by taking them into new pastures. A shepherd would take their sheep into a pasture where they would graze, and they would eat all of the grass and the greenery that they could find. And when the sheep finished all of that grass and greenery, the shepherd would walk alongside the sheep and take them into a new pasture with new food. And they would repeat this process over and over and over and over again, feeding the sheep by continually going into new pastures and revisiting old pastures when the grass had had time to grow anew again. Feed my lambs, Jesus says. Tend my sheep, Jesus says. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. This is how Jesus asks Peter to show his love for Jesus. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And each time Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And each time Jesus responds, "Feed my sheep." For Jesus, it is not enough to say that we love him. Words must be accompanied by actions. And not just any actions, feed my sheep. But remember, feeding sheep, tending sheep, is easier said than done. It is not so simple as opening a bag of food and pouring a cup into a bowl. No, sheep are voracious eaters. You give them enough food and they still want more. You give them a huge pasture to graze in, and they will still look further afield for more food. Even if you fence them in to graze in a certain area where there is plenty of food, they will search and they will search for a way out of that fence because the clover on that side of the fence is just calling to them. These stubborn, voracious creatures will search for more and more food and more pastures. And once they finish all the food in the area that you want them to eat in, you have to take them to a new area. You have to guide them, protect them, call them by name, walk alongside them until they safely arrive at that new pasture with new food. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. Now, I don't think Jesus was telling Peter to give up fishing and take up shepherding. Christ does not call Peter to literal shepherding. But the principles of literal shepherding are going to serve Peter very well in the calling that Jesus does give him. You see, literal shepherding requires adaptability, courage, and a sense of adventure. As shepherds take their sheep into new pastures, they have to adapt to the new setting that they find themselves in, willing to change at a moment's notice in order to protect and to feed the sheep. Shepherds have to have courage. When they go into new pastures, they don't always know the dangers that they will encounter. And they have to have the courage to meet those dangers head on. And shepherds, they have to have a sense of adventure. As they go into these new pastures, they explore new places. They find hidden treasures in addition to those unknown dangers. They guide and accompany these creatures who can be very stubborn and also very funny and loving. Because most of all, literal shepherding, it requires love. Tending to and feeding sheep is a labor of love. And if you do not have love, all of the other required skills, they will fall short. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. Peter will need all of these skills of shepherding as he feeds Jesus' sheep, because Peter is going to be called to guide and accompany this community of faith into new pastures. Peter will be called to lead the other disciples as they venture into new regions. They serve new communities, and they meet Jesus in new places. They will encounter unknown dangers, as well as finding hidden treasures in the new places and new people that they meet. Peter will discover that his understanding of the boundaries of God's pasture was far too narrow. In fact, Peter is going to discover that God does not have any boundaries. There are no fences in God's creation. There are no limitations to God's pasture. The whole earth is the pasture of God. And in fact, every creature on earth is God's sheep. God will show Peter that all people are God's people. And Peter will be called to have the courage and the adaptability and the sense of adventure to learn how to care for people who are different from him. People that he was used to excluding. Peter will have to find love in his heart for a whole diversity of people that he never thought of as God's people. Because when Jesus says, feed my sheep, he does not mean feed the ones you want to feed. He means feed my sheep. Feed everyone. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. This is the call that Jesus gives. And it's the call that Jesus gives us. And those skills of shepherding, they serve us well too. Because feeding sheep is not as simple as opening a bag of food and putting a cup in a bowl. It is not so simple even as saying, we love Jesus. Our words must be accompanied by actions. And our actions must take us further afield than the limited pasture we are comfortable with. Because you cannot feed sheep by keeping them contained in one small pasture. You have to venture out. Jesus calls us to journey into diverse and unknown pastures, where we may encounter unknown dangers and hidden treasures. We're called to venture into pastures like the Autism Festival where members of our inclusivity team had a booth. We're called to venture to pastures like Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Central City, where we can build relationships with our siblings in Christ. We're called to pastures like the Pride celebrations coming up in June. We're called to pastures like community organizing with Together New Orleans. We're called to pastures of environmental justice with the work of our green team. We're called even to pastures of changing how we take communion, of learning new songs, so that we better live our values. We are called to venture into pastures unknown, full of hidden treasures, because that is how you feed sheep. So as we hear this calling from Jesus, I encourage us to nurture within ourselves the skills of shepherding. Nurture the adaptability to change, to new settings and new people. Nurture the courage to go into those unknown pastures. Nurture the sense of adventure that helps you to discover those hidden treasures in those new pastures and new people. And nurture, most of all, love. Because if we do not have love, then every other skill will fall short. Have love for the sheep. Love for new people. Love for people who are different from you. Love for people that you may have never thought of as God's people. And have love for yourself as you love others. For in the love of the shepherd is love for Jesus. Do you love me? Jesus asks. Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Amen.
Amen.